Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of History Every Day, where we look back on the most interesting and important events that took place on this day in the past. This is episode number 269 for March 25th, and we're going to start off in 1807 with the Swansea and Mumbles Railway, then known as the Oyster Mouth Railway, becomes the first passenger-carrying railway in the world. And then in 1932, the famous Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is unveiled in Athens. And finally, in 1965, civil rights activists led by Martin Luther King Jr. successfully complete their four-day, 50-mile march from Selma to the Capitol in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm Austin Dahl, your host as always. Let's get into it and let's see what we can learn today. On March 25th, 1807, the Swansea and Mumbles Railway, initially known as the Oyster Mouth Railway, made history by becoming the first railway in the world to carry passengers. This pioneering development took place in Wales in the United Kingdom and marked a significant milestone in the evolution of railway transport, setting the foundation for the global expansion of passenger rail services. The railway was initially constructed to transport coal, limestone, and other goods from the mines and quarries of the Swansea Valley to the ports along Swansea Bay. The use of the railway for passenger service was an innovative expansion of its role. Over the years, the Swansea and Mumbles Railway underwent numerous upgrades and changes. It transitioned from horse-drawn carriages to steam locomotives, and eventually to electric trams, reflecting the technological advancements in railway transport. On March 25th, 1932, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier was unveiled in Athens, Greece, in a solemn ceremony. This monument is dedicated to the memory of all Greek soldiers who have died in service of their country without their remains being found or identified. Located in Syntagme Square, in front of the Hellenic Parliament Building, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier serves as a focal point for national commemoration and reflection on the sacrifices made for Greece's freedom and sovereignty. The monument features a sculpture of a nude male figure, symbolizing the anonymous Greek warrior, and is inscribed with verses from Greek poets and historical battles where Greeks fought. The design incorporates elements that reflect Greek history and the spirit of the unknown soldiers. On March 25th, 1965, civil rights activists led by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. achieved a monumental milestone in the struggle for civil rights and voting rights in the United States by successfully completing their four-day, 50-mile march from Selma to the state capitol in Montgomery, Alabama. This march was a pivotal event in the civil rights movement, symbolizing a powerful protest against racial discrimination and the denial of voting rights to African Americans in the South. The first attempt to march from Selma to Montgomery on March 7th, 1965, ended in violence when marchers were brutally attacked by state troopers and local law enforcement at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in an event that became known as Bloody Sunday. The images of the violence on Bloody Sunday shocked the nation and garnered widespread support for the civil rights movement, leading to increased pressure on the federal government to act. After two attempts to march were thwarted, the third march was protected by federalized National Guard troops and law enforcement, as ordered by President Lyndon B. Johnson, ensuring the safety of the participants as they made their way from Selma to Montgomery. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of History Every Day. Please give the podcast both a rating and a follow on Apple and Spotify, and I will see you all tomorrow for some more history.